Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Debbie Perry as my special expert guest. Debbie Perry is a former collegiate distance runner turned triathlete. In 2005, she was ranked number one in the country in the 35 to 39 age group USA Triathlon National Rankings. She is a two-time All-American age group triathlete and earned a spot on the 2005 U.S. National Age Group World Championship team. Debbie has been a competitive athlete and or coach for over 20 years. Debbie and her husband Guy have owned Salt Lake Running Company for 10 years. To train and live wisely, she became a Colgan Power Program strength trainer, a USA triathlon coach, and a certified sports nutrition advisor. Debbie sparingly gives seminars, coaches, and consults in order to make time to be a mom to her three boys and volunteer her skills in the community. Good morning, Debbie, and it's wonderful to have you as my special guest on this edition of SNU.
And it's great to be here, Corey.
Well, let's get right into it and talk about your experience as a runner and a triathlete. Have you always been a runner, and what attracts you to the sport of running?
Well, you know, I grew up the traditional tomboy lifestyle of a lot of team sports, and when I moved to the high school that I went to in Virginia, they didn't have soccer. And, you know, my stepfather had actually run when he grew up, and so he just said, hey, try this sport, this cross-country sport where you run. And I was like, well, okay, I guess I'll try it. There was really nothing else to do, and so basically, I started there, and I've never stopped, because once I got into it, I just loved the thrill of being my own team, and it was me against the terrain, and I was accountable for everything that I did, and I liked the challenge of that, and that's the kind of challenge you don't always get in a team setting. And so since then, as I've kept running over the last 21 years, I still enjoy just that one-on-one time with you and your body, and I still love going out just for a trail run now that I'm here in Utah, and I've got these wonderful mountains to run with, and it's just a great time to get out and to clear my mind, and still competing at running and triathlon gives me that thrill and that empowerment and really directs a lot of my training time and, you know, how I use my time and I treat my body. And to me, there's just nothing more free than running. It's still my favorite sport.
Now, when I think of running, I think of different distances. So what length of run do you find is really ideal for you? And that certainly can vary from one person to the next, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. As you know, there's just different muscle fibers that people come to this earth with. I wasn't born with many fast twitch, so I enjoy going out. You know, when I'm going out on a day-to-day basis, and I go out to like about three times a week, I love about going out for an hour and really no more than 90 minutes. And I just really love that range of time, an hour to 90 minutes. And I love racing the 10Ks, the 5Ks, and this year I'll be doing a couple half marathons at the end of some of the triathlons I'm doing. So that'll be an exciting upgrade.
When you run a triathlon and compete, how long do you run in those particular triathlons?
Well, it depends. You know, most people, when you say the word triathlon, they think of the Hawaiian Ironman. And, you know, the Ironman distance is a really great challenge, and that one ends with a full marathon. And most people, when they first start out in triathlon, including myself, you know, you start with the sprint distance where you finish the race with a 5K. And then the Olympic distance, the one that they now contest in the Olympics, is finishing with a 10K, and that's the one I enjoy the most. I love enjoy competing at the Olympic distance. And then you move up, if you want to the half Ironman. And so instead of a full marathon, like you would in a full Ironman, you then do a half marathon at the end. So those are kind of usually the standard distances in the normal triathlons that you would go do.
So you can really find the sport of entering into a triathlon or running, it's almost like a suit that you try on and you see if it fits.
Yes, exactly. Some people really, you know, obviously end up doing one distance preferred to another, and just depends on what floats their boat.
Absolutely. We got to keep the boat afloat.
Yeah.
Now, you and your husband own and manage Salt Lake Running Company in Utah. And with you in there, I can imagine what kind of experience I would have as a consumer walking in and asking you your advice about running. And I've been to your website, and you offer all kinds of things. Can you tell us about what you're doing there and what makes your business unique?
What we try to do in our business to set us apart from other people is really comes from the knowledge. The knowledge that comes from Guy and I and then our staff, our employees. You know, we are really, really blessed to have amazing employees, because most of them, you know, have some type of degree in exercise physiology. They've had a lot of their own running background or athletic background that's endurance related. And we really put them through the ringer so that when customers come in the door, they immediately figure out that we have something that other businesses can't offer, and that's solutions. It's not just shoes. You know, most people will say, oh, you own a shoe store. And I'm like, well, I kind of, but really what we own is we own a store that helps people with their lifestyle, that helps them, you know, get running, stay running, and keep healthy. And, you know, it kind of progressed really as, you know, as my husband and I have changed. We've owned the store for, you know, almost 11 years now. And we, at the time we opened it, you know, we were young, we were 24, and just running, that's all we did at the time. And due to various circumstances, we've been kind of forced into that cross-training lifestyle where we swim, we bike, we run. We now take much better care of our bodies, you know, with all the nutrition that we do now, the strength training, the flexibility. So now our business has evolved to match all the things that we've learned. And we now understand that to keep these runners running, and happily running, not injured, that they've got to really incorporate all these things. And so our store really represents that learning process that we've gone through. And so much so that we just 2 months ago, or last month actually, opened up our new location, and it's Salt Lake Running and Multisport, because we want to be able to provide that atmosphere where our customers walk in, and it's not just about the clothes or the heart rate monitor or the shoes. It's about lifestyle. It's about they come in and they know that we're here to keep them healthy, that we have answers for them, that we know how to guide them, that if we don't know the answer, that we can send them to somebody who hopefully does know the answer, that we're okay with that too, because it's hard to know everything. So we just really feel like that what we offer is the whole package, not just a pair of shoes, but everything else too.
Well, it's hard not to be tempted, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. What about those shoes? Now, when it comes to running, I'm a heavy guy, relatively speaking. You know, my body weight's around 220, over 100 kilos. Someone else might be lighter. I know that the terrain is a factor. So mm-hmm. when somebody comes in looking for running shoes, and there are all these different makes and models, how do you start? Where do you begin?
The first thing we do with everybody is we do the biomechanical analysis. We have a treadmill, well, a couple treadmills in the store, and each employee goes through pretty extensive training on how to properly videotape each customer that comes in, and then we play back that videotape so they can see themselves running in slow motion. And we're taping from behind, just from like the calf down, so it's pretty pointed and focused. Because what we want to see is we want to see mostly their foot roll, you know, what is really going on in slow motion, the stuff that you cannot pick up when you just see somebody running down the sidewalk. So in that analysis, obviously we're taking into account how big somebody is, if they're running trails or if they're running roads, how much volume they're doing, you know, how many miles a week. And all that information goes into narrowing down what are going to be, you know, the top two or three choices for that person. And sometimes a person will also need, based on the videotaping, you know, a particular insert or something. So we have store-bought inserts. They're not custom, but some of them make the hugest difference. So sometimes the shoe is wonderful and the insert makes it almost perfect.
Well, that sounds like fantastic service that you're providing. Now, do you charge these people a fee when they come in for this service?
No, it's actually free. You just come in, and we're expecting that you're going to buy a pair of shoes.
I would feel almost compelled to buy two or three sets.
Yeah. Well, some people do.
I bet they do. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's incredible. Now, what about something like chafing in the inner thigh, if those thighs are running together? What have you got for that?
If people have problems with that, then the recommendation that I, would give to somebody in that situation would be one of two things, either wearing one of the kind of the biker cut shorts, compression short. So, because, a lot of runners will try to wear the shorter running style shorts. And for some people, it just flat out doesn't work because of the chafing. So we have a group of women, too, especially as they're trying to get in shape, that, are like, wear this short, this compression short that goes, halfway down your thigh. We don't have any chafing issues. And then we also, for people who are wearing regular running shorts, if they're still chafing, we have that, the sports slick stuff where you can rub that on, and that seems to help, if they're still wearing the running cut style of short or something.
And what do you think is the ideal surface for running?
Trails, absolutely.
Trails?
On a trail.
And why is that?
First, just so many reasons, and shock absorption is a big one, because running really is the most, really the most destructive form of exercise you can kind of do to yourself, as far as pounding and shock and compression hemolysis on your blood cells. And so, I always recommend people to get off the roads, try to get on the trails as much as possible to reduce that shock. And then, of course, for just stability reasons, you force your small muscles in your foot and in your lower leg to adapt to the varying surfaces on the trail. And they're really isn't any better lower leg training than going off on a nice trail run. So I think it's just great also for the spirit. It's great all around.
Absolutely. It's my favorite as well. The lakes, the streams, the oceans. What about the beach run in the early morning? Do you like that one as well?
Yeah, I do. I really do. It's so refreshing. It's wonderful.
Now, what are some of the most common running injuries and how can they be prevented? You mentioned foot strike hemolysis. Now, for those of our listeners who don't know what that term means, perhaps you could start with that one and then maybe expand into other common injuries that you see in some of your patrons coming in.
Sure. Well, foot strike hemolysis is basically what happens every time that you put your foot down on the ground. You actually crush blood cells, and because of how much force is going through your body, how much shock you're trying to absorb. And they've studied this, and they find that it happens in runners. And even in a sprinter, they find not just foot strike hemolysis, but they find compression hemolysis in the muscle tissue, because the muscles contract so hard when you lift really hard or when you, sprint, that you get the same effect of crushing blood cells. And, that's something that most runners aren't aware of, that type of destruction going on. And most of the time, the running injuries that runners come across and they mention to us, the knee pain, hip pain, shin splints, and plantar fascia. Those are probably the most common ones. And it's really interesting because when people start bringing that up, they don't realize that, probably about 90% of the pain that they're feeling is really related to what's going on in their muscles. And when you run like that, a lot of runners, when they get really excited, and I've been guilty of this, they start going into the overuse type of injuries. And, basically they're adding too much volume too quickly, and their muscles are just fatiguing, they're knotting up, they're cramping, and they're not keeping up nutritionally, and they're just putting their body through an immense amount of stress on the joints. And a lot of this stuff can be taken care of if runners would step back and realize that they're not just runners, that they're still should see themselves as complete athletes. And, the best way to avoid running injuries is to do the whole kit and caboodle and to be okay with the fact that you would be better off cutting back a little bit on your running and going to the weight room to do some strength and some stability. And then to, have a nice flexibility program and to supplement appropriately. And if you can take the time to do that, and then if problems start happening, you really need to have a great massage therapist that you have access to. Because if you stop and you listen to your body, it'll tell you way in advance if an injury is coming or not. And so, you know, if you can start learning to key into that, and when the little twinge on, you know, your knee starts happening, if you go to the massage therapist and go, my knee's twinging, then a really good sports massage therapist is going to know to start checking your quads. Start working with your quad muscle tissue to lengthen it, stretch it, to get out any knotting. And 9 times out of 10 with a runner, it's going to solve the problem. To really be attentive to keeping those muscles stable and strong. And sometimes people don't always believe us, you know, and they will come in and be complaining about their knee, and my knee hurts. And, you know, my husband and I will say, well, you know, we really recommend that you have a massage therapist look at your quad, and you might want to do some stability with your legs and stuff. Like, no, you don't understand. My knee hurts. And, you know, you almost want to laugh and go, I know your knee hurts, but you need to realize that joints in runners, like hips and knees, really are just taking the brunt of what's going on in your training. And so those muscles knot up and tense up, and they just start pulling and yanking. And so many of the problems that runners have are because those muscles are pulling and yanking on those joints. So when they finally decide to go see, you know, like a massage therapist and do their flexibility and their strength training, then miracles happen, and they can't believe it, because they thought for sure that they were going to have to take 6 weeks off, that they would have to see the doctor and, you know, use pharmaceuticals, and we're like, you know, try this first. And there's just amazing results when a runner will stop and listen and be honest with their body and stop trying to run through it all the time. Like I said, I've been guilty of that for a long time. Now I go about it completely differently, and I just try to, you know, prevent injury from the inside out, and try to understand the nature of the injury rather than covering this up with over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, and which is what most runners do. And taking that good look of the origin of all these common running injuries, really, in the long run, you can just avoid them. And my husband and I have been injury-free for 6 years now because of this approach, and it just works great. And when people come in and we share and they take our word and they try, and we just get great feedback. And we're really pleased with people who choose to do it that way.
Wow. Yeah. I asked Debbie Perry a question, and I didn't get a mouthful. I got a canyon loaded to the brim. My goodness, that was an incredible resolution. I mean, you covered every iota. That was fantastic, Debbie. I am so impressed with that information.
Thank you.
And I want to come down and see you.
Well, that'd be wonderful. I'd love to see you, too.
And everyone out there, we've got to get down to Utah and look up this girl. Unbelievable. Wow. Now, regarding the foot strike and compression of hemolysis, we know that there's some iron leakage. We know that runners can become prone to anemia. We know about the Fenton reaction and oxidative damage and free radicals. So now let's get into some nutrition. What about dietary supplements to protect runners? What advice do you have for runners in that regard?
For runners, they really have to be on the ball with supplementation. And so often you hear runners using running as an excuse to live an unhealthy dietary lifestyle. Like, I run, I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Yeah, and I actually just got asked that question the other day by somebody. She said, well, because you do so much working out, you know, do you get to eat whatever you want? And I'm like, lady, are you crazy? I am more on it now than I have ever been, because I have to be. When any endurance athlete, and not just runners, but when any endurance athlete starts to understand what you were talking about, that there's this oxidation going on with all the oxygen you're breathing in, you know, and all the foot strike hemolysis and, you know, the anemia, and then with women, with the amenorrheic stuff that happens with endurance athlete women, then you start to realize that it's vital. Supplementation is vital in endurance athletes, and it's not just for performance reasons, but for health reasons. And if a runner doesn't supplement well enough, then you actually end up causing more problems than you're trying to prevent. And the standard protocol that I usually end up, you know, my lists I end up going down with people is, you know, first and foremost is getting that high quality multivitamin and mineral. And a one a day is just not going to work. It's not going to work for somebody who is consistently exercising. It's not enough. And make sure they understand that. It's more than a one a day multi. And then on top of that, you've got your oils. You've got to have your fish oils, your sport oils for all that joint lubrication and anti-inflammatory effects that you need. Antioxidants are huge, huge for endurance athletes. There's just so much oxygen, you know, being breathed in as you exercise. I mean, it's an aerobic activity, so you've got to have oxygen or you're not going to make it. And with the oxygen comes that need for those antioxidants. Lots of vitamin C, several grams a day, a minimum of 2 grams, working up to 10, you know, based on body size, obviously, just depends. And lots of extra vitamin E, and, you know, doing the coenzyme Q10, and, you know, that whole list of really powerful but potent antioxidants is a must. And, you know, joint care. You know, runners specifically have to take care of the joints. And I always recommend that standard protocol of doing glucosamine and chondroitin, MSM. If they're having a problem, I'll add the SAM-E onto that. And that's one of those issues where I just try to help people understand, if you take your joint supplementation regularly, then you can avoid so much of the problems that runners end up having with their joints. They say, I've had to stop running because of my knee. And I'm thinking, well, gee, if you would have known to take this joint care and you would have known how to, you know, work out the muscle tissue, you probably wouldn't have this problem with your knee. And it's just a big deal to take all that joint care stuff. And then obviously for men and for women, you know, making sure that you're taking enough bone minerals with the calcium and the magnesium, zinc, boron, vitamin D. And, you know, some people get really intimidated when I start rattling off this long list. And at first it can be. But I think as athletes and endurance athletes start to understand how vital it is, how much better they're going to feel, how much faster they're going to recover, like that's a really big deal. You know, most athletes, the number one complaint is that they miss workouts because they're not feeling well or they're trying to fight an injury. And I just kind of, you know, smile from ear to ear and I go, well, hey, if you commit to doing the supplementation and feeding and nourishing your body in advance, you can avoid this stuff. There is a way to avoid it, and you can exercise every day if that's what you want to do. But it can only be done if you're taking the right supplements and you're taking enough. Because, again, it goes back to some people think they're taking supplements when they take a one a day, and I have to break the news. Well, I'm glad you're doing something, but you have to make a choice. You know, do you want to barely survive, or do you really want to thrive? And if you really want to thrive as a runner, then you really need the whole protocol of supplementation.
Now, that's excellent advice, Debbie. Now, you've completed the Colgan Power Program. You're a strength trainer through Colgan's Power Program system, and you're a CSNA graduate. So for someone contemplating about going to Salt Spring to see Colgan or getting onto the course, what is your advice, and what do you think that this program has helped you with in, say, your business and or personal life?
Well, first and foremost, I can't say enough about how it's helped me in my personal life and in my personal athletic endeavors. Originally, that's really the reason that I decided to go up there. And I am, you know, will be forever grateful to people like Dr. Colgan and people like yourself who not only learn the things that are correct, but are willing to share and teach. And so going up to Dr. Colgan's was just a wonderful experience and was very empowering and very motivating, and really helps to put a lot of pieces together for any person who wants any kind of active athletic lifestyle. And you finally start understanding the place for strength training, regardless of your sport. and the importance of supplementation. You know, the first time it was really starting to make sense to me was up at his power program camp, because he ties all that in together and makes it very clear that it's a package deal, that it's not just about the strength training, but it's about the nutrition and, you know, the flexibility and all the things that go with it. And I was just very pleased, and I really loved the accuracy of information. Most people in life, we don't have a lot of time. We all have 24 hours a day. And my biggest concern is when I spend an hour in that weight room, I want to know that it's the right hour, because I don't want to waste my time. I don't have time to waste my time. I have to go home and be a mom. So I was just thrilled when I just felt really confident, and I've been confident ever since, that the time that I put in the weight room is the right time. And as an endurance athlete, I've had to make a couple modifications, because I can't, every year, I don't always go through that power cycle where you're lifting 125% of max based on my aerobic volume. So I've had to modify it, and Dr. Colgan's been absolutely wonderful in helping me make some of those modifications. So, but as a whole, that program, it's something that I wish everybody would do, even if it's, you know, modified for what they need. But the principles are sound, and they are correct, and you just, you get results, and what more can you ask for?
Amen. Now, we're running out of time. Just a quick question about your kids. What do you think about sports nutrition for kids? Do parents, are they responsible to make it clear to the kids that food is a major policy for their health and future?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as a parent, you are obligated to teach your children the things that you know are true for you. And not only to teach it, but to live it. And at our home, it goes without saying, and it goes with saying, that I've pulled out the athlete's food pyramid on my sons before and said, this is how we eat at our home. You know, because they're going to complain sometimes, and they are kids. But it's just been wonderful as our oldest, as he's starting to get older. You know, he's 10 and a half, and he's getting it. And it's absolutely fabulous. And he understands when he feels a certain way that it's the food that caused it, whether it was a good result or a bad one. And to watch them make those choices. But those are the choices we've offered them. We've cleaned our house out of everything else. But somebody got on us recently at a get-together and said, oh, you're so picky about what your kids eat. That's because at our house, we're growing champions from the get-go. And that starts now with everything that they're putting in their mouth.
That's fantastic. What an incredible role model and a super, super standard, Debbie. And for our subscribers and listeners out there, if they want to get to you, I know you've got a website. Why don't you share that with us and maybe a phone number they can call?
Yeah, our website is www.saltlakerunningco.com, and the main store number is area code 801-484-9144.
Excellent. Okay, so be sure and visit that website, everyone, and share that website with people who have an interest in running, who have an interest in maybe competing in a triathlon, and I'm sure that you'll be more than happy to see the depth of the information that's available there. Debbie, our time is gone, and it's gone by so quickly. And you know what they say about when you're having fun, what happens to the time?
It flies.
And this has been fun. It's been enchanting. It's been marvelous. I congratulate you. What I see in you is a student who has become a master of her own home, and the home I'm speaking of is the mind. And health is a state of mind. You speak with such majesty and beauty and depth and love and just a wonderful, wonderful sense of compassion and a kindred spirit. And I really want to acknowledge you for that.
Thank you.
And I'd just like to ask you what you think optimum health is and what it means to you coming out of that, the charm that you have for life.
Optimum health. I'd have to say that that is the point in your life where you recognize that you need to constantly work at developing your body, your mind, and your spirit so that you finally have the capability to express yourself to the world in whatever way that you've been given as your God-given talent to tell people that life is beautiful, and to have the power and ability to do that is optimum health.
Debbie Perry, elite triathlete, champion runner, businesswoman, mother, we thank you so very much.
Thank you, Corey. It was wonderful being here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.